This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, August 10, Keeping the Lord's Day. Our reading comes from John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there. But did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. While I was growing up, there were certain things our family did not do on Sundays. We didn't eat at restaurants, go shopping, or work in the yard, among other things. Occasionally, we would go swimming on a Sunday, but only after sunset. Over the years, that definition of keeping the Lord's Day has changed for many of our friends and family. The understanding of keeping the fourth commandment has changed since the people of Israel received it as well. The Israelites strictly and carefully, and often legalistically, observed their Sabbath on the seventh day of the week, Saturday. But after Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to heaven, the early Christians began to celebrate their Sabbath on the first day of the week, Sunday, calling it the Lord's Day, in celebration of Jesus rising from the grave. While observance of this day has varied in different times and places, a core element stands at the center of remembering and celebrating Jesus' victory over sin and death: worship. Though we can and should worship God in everything we do, the New Testament emphasizes the importance of meeting weekly as Christ's body to worship together, praising God, hearing His word, sharing the sacraments, and fellowshipping with each other. Till Jesus returns, worship will remain at the heart of keeping the Lord's Day. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, Your resurrection frees us from sin and death and unites us as one body throughout the earth to worship and praise You when we gather together. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.